I'm Carlos Benjamin. You're tuned to WDIY FM Allentown, and I want to welcome to the studios of WDIY a country singer who's had, during her career, earned 18 top 40 Billboard hits with 6 songs in the top 10. Her experiences as a singer, songwriter, and producer have taken her from L.A. to Nashville and around the globe. Her debut album in the mid-70s earned her 3 top 20 hits, and she's worked with Emmylou Harris, George Jones, and Brenda Lee, to name just a few. She signed with Warner Brothers in 1979 to become the first female producer in the history of country music, and she performs a 7:30 show tonight at Nazar Center for the Arts here in the Lehigh Valley. And welcome to the airways of WDIY, Gail Davies.
Thank you, Carlos. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's a treat to have you in and performing this afternoon. And you've been busy touring in the UK and in the Netherlands just recently in March.
Yeah, we were over there for about 3 or 4 weeks. My husband's Welsh, so we always try to make a family visit out of the whole experience and pop up to Wales and see his mum. And yeah, we had a wonderful tour, and I love touring the Netherlands especially.
Well, you know, how long is, when you came back to the States, you performed at Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. That was just a couple nights ago. Well, this is actually just a couple nights ago, and you were touring back there in March in Europe. And during Nashville, you were at the annual birthday bash at
the Bluebird Cafe. Yes, for Jay Patton. So, yeah, the big birthday bash for them. And we did a couple of jazz songs from my new album, and had Andy Reese and Chris Walters and some of the people who'd played on the album actually in the Bluebird Cafe with me. It was great fun.
Now, how long has that event been going on in Nashville?
What, the Bluebird thing? Oh, yeah. 30 years. I think it was the 30-year celebration of the place.
And today you were visiting Martin Guitar?
My son, Chris Scruggs, bought me a new Martin guitar. Yesterday I was my 66th birthday, so we did the factory tour, and it was just incredible, just wonderful.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what would you like to start us out with this afternoon?
We're going to start with a song that was a top, probably my biggest hit record. It went to number 3 in Cashbox back in the day, and it was an old Ray Price song that I redid called I'll Be There, so we're going to do that one. Right now? 1, 2, 1, 2. Big enough to slow me, I never have seen a river that's too wide. There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me. There ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. Well, love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. There, ready and waiting, there won't be any hesitating. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. Your charm, 'cause I'll be there, ready and awaiting, and there won't be any hesitating. I'll be there if you ever want me in your arms. Well, love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen
Gail Davies in the studios here live on WDIY performing tonight at the Nazar Center for the Arts.
That was a rough one to start with. I just had lunch. Just woke up.
I just think that sounded great.
Oh, thank you. And, I'm glad. That's a little touch of what we'll do tonight on the country end.
So, you know, you've done a lot of things in your career, and early on you did some work as a jazz singer and then as a session singer working with Hoyt Axton, Neil Young, and Glenn Campbell.
And I toured as a background singer for Roger Miller in my very young 20s. It was great fun. I was born in Oklahoma, but I grew up in Seattle, Washington area, moved to Los Angeles when I was 18, and started singing, you know, at the Troubadour and around town, and then was hired to be a background session singer at A&M Studios. And I got to watch everybody from Joe Cocker and Carole King and the Carpenters, and sat in on a session with John Lennon and Phil Spector, the crazy man. So it was a great experience for a young person learning about the music business and how things worked. The head engineer was Henry Louis, who did all the early Joni Mitchell albums, who took me aside and said, "I think you have really good instincts with music. How about becoming a producer?" So I was trained by Henry Louis at A&M Studios.
Oh, so that's how you got into that. Was that in Los Angeles?
Or? That was in L.A., in Hollywood.
And while you were performing at the Troubadour, I guess there is a weekly basis, at one point Frank Zappa invited you to tour with him.
He did. He came in and saw me. I was with a group called the Midnight Band, and we used to close every Saturday night at the Troubadour just to keep everybody going out the door on a high. And I was singing a song, a Randy Newman song called Guilty, which was one of those songs of rhythm and blues, you know, really rocking and fall to my knees and scream of D above high C. And he was just blown away and asked me to go on tour with him. But I had just promised Roger Miller I would go on tour with him. So I sort of gave up the chance to tour with Zappa to go with that icon, legendary Roger Miller.
Well, your brother wrote a tune that David Bowie recorded on, Ziggy Stardust. And was he somebody who inspired you to take up songwriting?
Absolutely. I lost my voice singing in a rock and roll band. And a friend of mine said, "Well, you know, your brother's a great writer. Why don't you take up songwriting? Maybe it runs in the family." And I went, "Oh, okay." So I went out and bought a Martin guitar on Sunset Boulevard and started learning how to play guitar and writing songs. And Ron's songs, Three Dog Night, also recorded It Ain't Easy, as did Dave Edmonds and Long John Baldry. He had a song called Long Hard Climb by Helen Reddy and Maria Muldaur. So he had hits by everybody. He was a wonderful songwriter. And in 2003, he passed away. And so I recorded a tribute to him with a lot of very well-known people like Dolly Parton and John Prine and Vince Gill and Alison Krauss, Delbert McClinton, all singing Ron's songs. And I'll have that at the show tonight if y'all come out.
Well, and that show starts at 7:30 in Nazareth. The CD looks amazing, this tribute CD
you're
talking about. And, you know, It Ain't Easy. I do recall both the versions of Long John Baldry and Three Dog Night and really didn't connect it to.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It was the same song because they're just done so differently.
Oh, yeah. The Three Dog Night did it the way Ronnie wrote it. David Bowie changed some of the lyrics because they were pretty graphically, you know, something he didn't want, which is surprising. I think he would be the one who would sing the original lyrics. But, yeah, it's just a little bit different.
Well, on your is your latest album Since I Don't Have You?
Yes, that was a song that Ron wrote also. I did this jazz album with a legendary guy by the name of Benny Golson, who's 85 years old. And he's an old friend of mine from L.A. And he and his wife came to Nashville, and we recorded, and he loves country music. This is something, you know, I always say there's two kinds of music, good and bad. That's it. And Benny, you know, he wrote Killer Joe and some of the standards. He was the focus of the Spielberg movie, The Terminal, where he was trying to get out of the terminal to get Benny Golson's autograph. So Benny came to Nashville, and he said, "I want to work with some country instrumentation." So we did. We put him in the studio with some of the great Nashville musicians and cut a jazz album.
Yeah, he's really a classic jazz legend, featured in that famous 1958 photograph in Harlem.
A Great Day in Harlem.
That documentary was made about that film. I happened to see that. There wasn't well attended the day I went. I do recall it. It was an afternoon during the week, and it was just me and one other person. But
I think Benny.
But it was such a great film.
Yeah, there's only three people still living from that picture.
Yeah. But it's really amazing how you said he teamed up with you and has a big love of country music and does jazz. And it's nothing that surprises you, but probably a lot of other people.
Well, Well, sometimes people, I think, you know, because marketing experts like to build walls and draw lines so that it makes their job easier to sell the product. But music really supersedes all of those walls and definitions. And I think that, you know, it's surprising how many people outside of the country music industry, and I'm speaking of the country music that we all know and love, which goes back maybe a few years, love any kind of music. I mean, he loved George Jones, and he loved Tammy Wynette, and you know, Benny just loves any kind of music as long as it's played well and with sincerity and honesty.
Well, how did that album, your latest Since I Don't Have You, differ from the Songwriter Sessions that came out before?
Well, the Songwriter Sessions is a compilation of 46 songs that I have written through the years, some of which were hits. Performances on it are great. I mean, it's all a band album, you know, performance in the studios with, you know, everybody from Kathy Mattea to Vince Gill. And that was more of a folky, really, I would say, not even so much country, but a folky kind of a project. And the jazz album, it was always on my bucket list to do an album where I could just sing, you know, where I didn't have to write the songs, but of course I did write three of the songs on it. But it was just something I always wanted to do. I said, before I die, I'm going to do an album with, you know, standards like Here's That Rainy Day and Good Morning Heartache. So I've done it. I did it.
Well, play us another tune. Tell, what do you have lined up?
Well, I was going to actually play you something a little on the folky side. This is a song I play by myself that I was, like I said, born in a little town in Oklahoma called Broken Bow. And the first song I ever learned to sing was taught to me by my grandma Witten. She was part Irish and part Choctaw Indian. And I always tell this joke, but it seems to work really well, even on the radio, that because I'm part Indian, I can't hold my alcohol very well, but because I'm part Irish, I feel compelled to try. So anyway, she taught me this wonderful old Irish folk song, and then when she passed away, I wrote Grandma's song. But first, I'm going to teach you the Irish folk song. It goes like this. Come a loo, come a loo, come a high low, come down the merry stream. Come around tam tam in a dippy dow. Hear the pow, the row, row, wow, the bugle horn, a big fight, it'll in the hidey ho. Through the woods we're gonna roam, boys, through the woods we're gonna roam. Well, the first I saw was a blind man, blind as he could be. He said he saw Karina sitting in a tall oak tree. Come a loo, come a loo, come a high low, come down the merry stream. Come around tam tam in a dippy dippy dow. Hear the row, the bow, wow, wow, the bugle horn, the big fi-diddle in the hidey-ho. Through the woods we're gonna roam, boys, through the woods we're gonna roam. All along the old back road, the people stop to talk at her garden gate. While inside the family cried all through the night, 'cause the old woman had passed away. Loved her so, and oh, she was a special one. A lovely lady and a gentle old soul. And she taught me to sing an old folk song. It's got a melody of 100 years ago. And she sang a come a loo, come a loo, come a high low, come down the merry stream. And those memories have given me so much. She wore her age so gracefully. And there was not a living thing that she did not love. And I pray that there is a little of her in me. Now, Oklahoma in the summertime, in a rocking chair, she's a-singing there on the porch. While the hounds are howling through the hot black night, and that old fox, well, he's a-running like he never has done before. When you hear the melody and when I play my song, every note you hear from me, she's singing right along. She sang a come a loo, come a loo, come a high low, come down the merry stream. people stop to talk at her garden gate. While inside, the family cried all through the night. Did you hear that old Mrs. Whitten has passed away today? Come a loo, come a loo, come a high loo, come down the merry stream. Come a rant, tam, tam, and a dippy, dippy, dow. Hear the row, the bow, wow, wow. The bugle horn, a big fi-diddle in the hidey-ho. Through the woods we're gonna roam, boys. Through the woods we're gonna roam.
That's a great tune.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to my grandmother.
So you've done so much work as a producer and a songwriter and a performer. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, singing. Absolutely. Yeah. Above all, I mean, if I could put my guitar down and just stand and sing with a big band, I'd be in hog heaven. That would be great.
I mean, and you really enjoy being able to sing so many different kinds of genre as well. That probably keeps it fresh for you as well.
Right, yeah. And sometimes I'm, introduced as a country singer, and I'm just really a singer. You know, there's nothing. I mean, I loved Rosemary Clooney. I loved Patsy Cline. I loved Ella Fitzgerald. You know, and I like any kind of music as long as it's done well and with honesty.
Could you introduce the band members that are with you here in the studio and performing tonight with you?
Well, on my right, electric guitar is the wonderful, very talented Chris Scruggs. Yay! Yeah, silent applause. Imagine it. Roar. And then right here behind me is a very fantastic bass player who travels and tours with Crystal Gale. He's from North Wales. He's also my husband. This is Robert Price, Rob Price.
All right.
Yay, more clapping. I hope people come out tonight. I'm really looking forward to this. I have been for months. You know, it's wonderful. I've never been in Bethlehem, Nazareth, Allentown before, and it's just beautiful up here. It's beautiful. Love the houses.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I'm from the Midwest, and it's a big difference when I moved out here. Exactly, and the homes are, you find twins even in the country.
Yeah.
You know? So it's something I could never imagine. So you mentioned that you were at Martin Guitar earlier today. Is this the new guitar that you got
this
today?
This is the new Martin Guitar that my son Chris bought for me. Very proud of it. He helped me put the strap on last night and tune it, set it up, and we're ready to go.
It's gorgeous, and it sounds great.
Thank you. It really does,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Thomas at Martin Company said that they went through and tried a bunch before they found what they felt was the sweet one and sent it to me.
Nice.
Because they're all sweet. But.
So you received numerous accolades in your career, including a Grammy nomination and an IBMA award for your duet with Ralph Stanley.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
So you've done some bluegrass music over the years as well?
Well, it was actually not really. No, I'm not really a bluegrass person at all. In fact, sadly, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so my mother was from Oklahoma, so I grew up listening to Webb Pierce and Hank Snow and Lefty Frizzell and Carl Smith. I really didn't hear any bluegrass, and we were too far away from WSM. So when I was asked to sing on Ralph Stanley's album, someone had to sit me down and play the Stanley Brothers for me and tell me who they were, which is embarrassing. But that was never my forte. But I love it now. Of course, you know, there are a lot of bluegrass people I enjoy. I didn't know who Flat and Scruggs were. That's sad.
Talking with Gail Davies, who's performing tonight at the Nazareth Center for the Arts, a 7:30 show. And we'll give you the information on the venue in just a little bit to find out more about tickets. But, I'm just kind of curious, do you have a disciplined approach to songwriting? Because you've done so much of it over the years.
Absolutely not. I think, my father was a guitar player and a singer-songwriter on the Louisiana Hayride. And I think it's kind of like being in the circus when you're 3 years old and you're put on the high wire. You don't think about how you learn to walk the high wire. And I was around music so much of my life, you know, from a very early age, that I never really thought about it. I just did it. And that's not to say that some of my early songwriting was really bad, because it was. But, you know, I learned, through the years. And most of the time, I just sit down and write a song. Like my grandma's song, that one there. My Uncle Wayne called from Oklahoma and told me that Graham had passed away. And I just sat down with a recorder, and I just pretty much sang the song through, wrote it in about 15 minutes. So I don't labor, I don't craft, you know, I don't sit down and beat myself up over songs. They sort of come through the muse, through the electricity in the air. I love it. Larry Gatlin had a quote one time. We were touring together, and I heard this song that I really liked, and he goes, well, hell, I could have wrote it if I'd known the words. And, you know, even though it was a joke, it's sort of like the words are there, you just have to find them.
What would you like to close us out with today?
We're going
to
do a song that I didn't write, actually. This was written by a lovely lady out in Los Angeles by the name of Kim Rogers, and it's on my live album, and it's called Right By You. Under your feet, don't want to make any demands that we can't possibly meet. Don't want to be too transparent, don't want to be too discreet, don't want to seem way too loose. I don't want to be too complete. I want to be right by you in a city full of wrong way signs. I want to be right by you. I want to be left in your mind. I want to be right by you. I want to be right by you right now. Don't want to be overconfident. Don't want to be too withdrawn. Don't need to be always right. Don't want to have to always be wrong. Don't want to be without the challenge. Don't want us to have to compete. Don't want to seem out of balance. I want to stand on my own two feet. I want to be right by you in a city full of wrong way signs. I want to be right by you. I want to be left in your mind. I want to be right by you. I want to be right by you right now. Confident, don't want to be too withdrawn. Don't need to be always right, honey. Don't want to have to always be wrong. Don't want to be without the challenge. Don't want us to have to compete. Don't want to seem out of balance. I just want to stand on my own two feet. I want to be right by you in a city full of wrong way signs.
Gail Davies here on The Blend on WDIY. That was great.
Thank you. I'm just like, I'm like waking up or something. You know, I keep fading in and out of reality here.
Well, I'm sure glad that you were able to make it to the Lehigh Valley for the first time for this performance tonight at the Nazareth Center for the Arts.
I am too. This is like a birthday present to myself.
And I really appreciate you being my guest this afternoon here
Thank
on The
you,
Blend.
Carlos.
Thank you.
Yes, and I want to come back someday and revisit your city.
All right. Gail Davies performing tonight at the Nazareth Center for the Arts. You can find out more information on tickets at 610-365-2219 or nazarethearts.org. And that show takes place at 7:30 tonight.